بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. We will explain a few verses from the surah, which is in the 19th juz of the Quran al-Kareem. It is known as Surah Shu'ara. Allah Tabarakala in Quran, in every surah, in every ruku, in every ayah, Allah Tabarakala has kept lessons for the people of every era. When a person understands Quran, he relates with Quran. It is not just a kitab, a book to be read. It is not something that when someone passes away, you say, let's make a khatam of Quran. Quran has all of that virtue indeed. It will give you the highest places of Jannah, for every letter so much of reward indeed. But whenever Quran has described itself, whenever Allah described Quran, Allah Tabarakallah described Quran not as a book of reward. It has always been described as a book of guidance. A book that will show you the right from the wrong. A book that demands you must make tadabbur and ponder over it. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Why are they not pondering over Quran? وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. We have made it so easy to understand. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. Where's the person to take lesson? All those verses, me and you, unfortunately, because we grew up in what was known as an English-speaking country. And we never ever knew that once upon a time, wherever Quran came, it made sure the one who took it learned the language. He had to learn the language. Like how when a person from another country reaches England, then they say, you want to live here, you need to know the language. One person went to live in Reunion. They never knew no French at all. They said, to get your papers, you will first study French. You will write your exam in French. Now you can live it. Because if you don't understand the language, how are you going to obey the rules? How are you going to know the law? When Quran reached me and you, because our Islam we inherited. And that is one issue of inheritance. You'll ask every father, why your son? Like he's so lazy in the business. He says because he grew up seeing the business. His father worked for it. He inherited it. When you inherit something, you walk in the morning like it was always there. You behave as though it came from the heavens. Me and you inherited Islam. We inherited Quran. We never worked for it. Those who worked for Islam, we have seen many reverts. A revert will be shocked. How many times have you read the translation of Quran? He'll ask a Muslim. And the Muslim will say, no. And he'll be shocked like. He said, you haven't read it still. And I've done the whole thing already on the first day when I accepted Islam. But what did my Rabb say? But when you read a translation of Quran, it's still not like Quran. Even then it's amazing. So level one, we start, we get an authentic tafsir of Quran. Ramadan is to bring us back to Quran. Many people in Ramadan came back to reading Quran Mubarak. You must read Quran in Ramadan. But when we come back to Quran, you must come back to full Quran. Greatest gift a father has ever given his child, Quran. It was not only the wording, it was the word and the meaning. Because wherever that boy, that girl will go in life, the father and mother will not always be there to help out. But Quran will always. Quran will always. Greatest gift. But it's hard to give that gift if you don't have it ourselves. If I myself don't understand Quran, how do I make sure when my child is born he understands Quran? Allah Tabarakallah create in all circles. In South Africa we have started this. We teach it. We teach it online also. We have started it, but we encourage ulama must teach it. That it is not only now for the small child. The time has come and we see what's happening in the world. Things are changing very fast. where people have to be pulled back to Quran. Basic dars has to take place in the morning towards understanding Quran. Slowly, in a period of 1 year, 1.5 years, the time must come where I must know little bit of what my Allah has said, if not lot. Little, at least I must know. At least make the effort. So one day when Quran says, did you not understand me? You will say, I tried. But imagine if you say, I never tried. I never tried. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Surah Shu'ara, Shi'arun, Shi'ar, Ash'ar. Normally people translate it as poetry. But it got not so much to do with poetry, it got to do with working on imagination. Working on imagination. So in the past, the poets were this. That's why they were known as the Shayir. Whether you sing it in a beautiful tone, or whether you just talk out your poem. Poetry was known in every, in English, in Urdu, in Arabic. Poetry was the thing. If you could make a poem, no matter how far from reality it was, when a man says a lie, people will call him a liar. But if he says a shi'r, meaning if he shows that this is imagination, then the bigger the lie, the more better. The bigger the lie, the better. So if he would paint someone's face like the moon, everyone knew it's not the moon, but everyone will be reading it. That the face of the king shines like the moon. No, no, the moon has a few flaws. The king's face got no flaws. Everyone knew it's a lie. Face, king's face got enough flaws. If he doesn't brush his teeth, you'll see the flaw. But the poem was so unique. The king was so thrilled. Everyone is reading his poem. Everyone is reading his poem. That was called shi'r. In our time today, what is shi'r? Fiction and non-fiction. When they write it, that this is based on a true story, even then there's so much exaggeration in it. And when they tell you it's not true, that's even worse. Because most of Hollywood which people watch, most of Hollywood, you start watching it knowing it's not true. But the emotion that it creates in the person is as though it's more than true. You will see the person watching a movie, and if his hero dies, he cries. Ever you have seen something like that? They're reading a book. One woman was reading the book in the aeroplane. She started crying. Started crying. The person next door asks, is everything okay? She says, this is a very heartbreaking book. It's a novel. It's not true. You're not supposed to be crying. You know it's not true. No one died. No one died. Who are you crying for? Amazing. Imagine the person next to the person says, what are you crying for? He says, you know, this person died. Say, hey, that person is me. I'm alive, you crying for me, I'm dead. Person says, no, I know you're alive, but I'm crying for the one inside. That's the world. When Hollywood came out, it based its entire thing on this shu'ara. This surah will speak about what is called shu'ara. It will end with shu'ara yattabi'uhumul ghawun. That remember the shayir. The shayir could be very wealthy. But who will be behind the shayir? Every person who is going to go off the path. The surah ends with that. That if entertainment ever comes in your life, then before looking at the entertainment, think of the surah. That may Allah said, the one who follows it goes off. The one who follows it goes off. It is movies. And movies then took people to what is called pornography. Once upon a time it was on the screen, then it came on the phone. It is called screen time, it's an addiction. A person is 5 hours on the screen, he's addicted. But he can't leave it. He just has to read message, message, message. All the TikToks, it's all shi'r. All imagination. All someone doing something that doesn't make sense, but it looks so wow. The more amazing, the more funny, the more false, the more I enjoy. But when I look at it, it plays with my mind. Children committed suicide because what they were watching. Men became angry with what they were watching. A person was watching cricket. Only cricket. He said, clean my game is. Only cricket. But in the cricket, they would always have the castle lager. I don't know what you all have. Beer, wine. That's the advertisement. Now, you know, one who look at the advertisement, but that's called an ad. What makes me and you decide to do shopping next week for a certain item? What made my wife say that one pram is very good? See how you know that. There's no child in the house. She saw an advert. She saw it when she was driving past and it hit the mind. You say you want to advertise something, say it so quickly that the person forgot you advertised for it. But the next time when he wants to do something, he'll remember you said something. That's an advert. He watched cricket, and he would always see the advert of liquor. Until he had to admit came the time in his life where he drank that. Where he drank it. He never thought he would drink it. Allah save us all. The addiction of the screen is an addiction. Surah Shu'ara came to explain. وَالشُعَرَىٰ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادِي يَهِيمُونَ Do you not see them? They in every valley of imagination lost. Sometimes it's an action imagination. Sometimes it's a romantic. Sometimes it's wild. Sometimes it's tame. The man is sleeping and he just starts laughing. So I ask, what happened? See, I was thinking of that movie. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about one type of adultery where a man goes to his own wife but he starts imagining another woman. You would wonder who would ever do that? Who would ever do that? Wash-shu'ara. When they would put it in front of man that he would know this is so filthy I'll never allow my son to look at it. But the time comes I do allow my son to look at it. I do allow. Shu'ara and Shi'ar has become the order of today. And because it became so natural in everyone's life, sometimes when someone says, hey, watch out. You say, are you mad or what? How do you watch out from that which everyone does? But it is only Quran that has the power to tell a person that it is not a bayan from the mimbar. It is an explanation of Quran. That my Allah has said, watch out. The surah ends with this verse. The beginning of the surah, right till that verse is what? Where Allah Tawarukala speaks throughout the errors. He says, I'll tell you about the error of Musa alayhi salam in Firaun. And Allah Tawarukala describes it in detail. Quickly. What happened? So many signs Firaun was shown, but for some reason he was not interested. Why? His mind was already corrupted. When you're corrupted, you can never see the truth. Finally, Firaun was destroyed. Musa alayhi salam survived. Allah Tabarakala says, indeed, there is signs in this for the believer. Thereafter, Allah Tabarakala says, come, I'll tell you another Nabi. Allah Tabarakala says, let me tell you of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And how he spoke with his father. His father was so upset with him. He said, don't speak to me about this here. إِذْ قَالَ لِي أَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ He said, oh my father, oh my nation, what are you up to? They said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, what are you up to? Happened in every era. Because their minds were corrupted. They could see nothing wrong with idol worship. He could see everything wrong with idol worship. Allah Tabarakala says, in the ending we know who won, who lost. Allah Tabarakala says, indeed in this, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةٌ Indeed in this is a great lesson. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ But majority of the people will not accept. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ So let me tell you about Nabi Nuh alayhi salam in his nation. 950 years a Nabi is giving da'wah. 950 years. What made the people not accept when the mind is corrupted? They could not see. They could not see. Even when he started building the boat, even when he told them the punishment of Allah is coming, even that they mocked. Even that. Say, we're so close to Qiyamah. We're so close to the ending. Even that man will mock. He said, what close? Man is ready to mock anything when the mind is corrupted. Allah Tabarakala said in the ending, ثُمَّ أَغْرَقْنَا بَعْدُ الْبَاقِينَ We saved a few on the boat. Majority we had to drown. Indeed, in this is an ayah, but majority will still not accept. Allah Tawarkala says, let me tell you of Nabi Hud alayhi salam in the people of Ad. أَتَبْنُونَ بِكُلِّ رِيْعٍ آيَةً تَعْبَثُونَ. They had wealth, they had power. So they were only building monuments, structures, buildings, buildings. He said, wherever I go, I see a new building. You people are doing buildings, you're doing factories. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ. As though you think you're going to live forever. He said, and then when you attack people, when you oppress people, بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ. You behave like there's no one above you. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Can't you fear Allah? Where they were going to fear Allah? Why? Their minds were corrupted. When a corrupted mind is shown the truth, he's not going to accept. Allah says, we destroy it. He says, then came Nabi Salih alayhi salam to the people of Thamud. They said to him, show us a sign. He said, we want to see a camel. We want to see a pregnant camel. We want it to come out from a rock. Everything was absurd. He looked at Allah. Allah said, no problem. From a rock, a pregnant camel came out. That's a sign that's supposed to make the whole world believe. But when the mind is corrupted, they kill the camel. When the mind is corrupted, they kill the camel. فَأَقَرُوهَا. They slaughtered the camel. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Then the punishment grabbed them. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةٍ. There's a unique lesson in this. But majority will still not believe. Allah make us, we're not that majority. We think about why so many nations came. Nabi Lut alayhi salam told his people, what are you up to? أَتَعْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. That you are a man and you're going to a man. You are a man and you're going to a man. You're not supposed to do that. You have passed. وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ. You are leaving what your Allah created you of spouses. You have gone beyond the limits. They said to him, oh no, if you don't like it, get out. If you don't like it, get out of the system. He said, I do not know how. Allah Tabarakallah says, when the punishment came, فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. Terrible was the rain that fell upon those people who were warned. The rain of punishment. In that there was a lesson. But you will see today how few took that lesson. How few. Nations and nations came. Then Allah Tabarakala says, finally it was Shu'aib alayhi salam. And his people only like business. And in business they like to cheat to make that extra amount. He told them, why cheat? Allah has given you so much. But when the mind is corrupted, then they would shout him and say, didn't we tell you, your deen must not interfere with our business. Sometimes me and you say the same. Their mind were corrupted. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Tabarakala says, now remember, this Quran has come to you from Allah. Don't make the mistake of nations of the past who made the mistake. But what made them make the mistake? A corrupted mind. What corrupted the mind? وَالشُّعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ. When they paid too much attention to entertainment which they knew was not true. When they watched Hollywood, when they watched Bollywood, that's in our times. When they worried about the stories which they knew were never true, where everything had to do with imagination, imagination, it corrupted the mind. In poetry, they made a woman look beautiful in the mind, so the man only wanted the woman. They made the glass of liquor look beautiful. He said, when I look at the top of that liquor, they would say it on their tongue, say it on their tongue. Now they only want it. They only wanted the drink. The mind was spoiled. They could not see the truth. Our message from today is Surah Shu'ara. Allah Tabarakala allow in Ramadan. Slowly, slowly we start pulling away from the world of such an entertainment which we know is not true. Because if the mind gets corrupted, then we will never see any truth in the truth. Allah Tabarakala grant us the ability to see truth in the truth and to always follow the truth. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.